Houston, this is Apollo 8. Are you getting the high bit rate all right?
That's affirmative, Apollo 8. We are getting a good high bit rate.
Thank you.
Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead.
All right, I got some more talking to do about the TV when any time it's convenient for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, first thing, we made no provisions in these instructions for taking pictures of the moon. If you could get some moon shots after it's all over by looking out a different window or by making some small maneuver, of course, we'd be happy to have them, but the show is scheduled is just out the window at the Earth only. Over.
Roger.
The second point is, of course, when you stop your passive thermal control, you're about 90 degrees to the Earth line, so when you make that yaw left, you're going to have to yaw left until your middle gimbal angle is in the vicinity of 60 degrees. You'll get the additional 30 degrees by the offset between where the camera is pointed and your plus X axis, but the two together are going to total up around 90. We just wanted to make sure that you understood you were going to be working with a large middle gimbal angle. Over.
Roger, we understand that. We also are looking at the Earth right now, and there's a spectacular long, thin band of clouds. Looks like it may be a jet stream. It's absolutely spectacular, going almost all the way or halfway around the Earth.
Roger, well, you might want to repeat that during the TV narrative, and we'd also like you, if possible, to go into as much of a detailed description as you poets can on the various colors and sizes of those things and how the Earth appears to you in as much detail as you possibly can muster. Over.
Roger, I figure we'll have to do that because I'll bet you, no, I won't bet, but I bet the TV doesn't work.
Well, we won't take that bet, but anyway, we are standing by for a nice lurid description, and we would suggest that you talk a little bit slower than you did yesterday. Over.
Okay.
And the only other thing on this TV is that the experts tell us that do not point with the wide-angle lens on the camera. Do not point at either the Earth or the Moon. It comes close to damaging the interior of the instrument due to the fact it's too bright. Over.
Understand.